guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets, we're going to talk about million-dollar secrets, literally, to Facebook ad targeting. Let's cue that intro and get this episode on the road. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, this is Rachel Peterson, your host, and I'm stoked to talk to you guys today a little bit about targeting on Facebook ads. So one of the things that I see oftentimes with Facebook ads is that most people have no idea where to start. Okay, so whether or not that's you, this episode is going to be beneficial, even if you've run Facebook ads a bajillion times. I'm going to share with you some of the things that I've learned over the years and some of the things that we still to this day implement that are moderately shocking. Okay, so the very first thing is this. Facebook is smarter than you or I. Yeah, that's right. Facebook is smarter than you or I. And I remember a long time ago, there was this accident that I made where I basically ran a Facebook ad and I accidentally didn't add any targeting. Call me sloppy, whatever. I'm a human. We all make mistakes. And I didn't add any targeting. And it ended up being one of our ad sets that was getting like a 3 or 4x return on ad spend. And I was like, holy cow, what is happening? This is like mind blowing. And so basically, I started talking with other Facebook ad strategists and some people who could support me in understanding what the heck just happened. And it turns out that's actually a strategy. And I don't know if it officially has a name, but John Parks, who is, by the way, I think he's the VP of all marketing for ClickFunnels. He might be CMO, actually. Yeah, that makes more sense. He's probably chief marketing officer. John Parks is an absolute genius, and he handles the ad spend for ClickFunnels. They spend a lot more than I want to say on this podcast per month on traffic in various sources. And John Parks and I kind of nerded out about that strategy, and we call it the Blue Open Ocean Strategy. Now, I don't know if that's his. I don't know if that's related to the book Blue Ocean Strategy, literally. But there's something very powerful about adding no targeting if you are rock solid confident in your copy and your creative and your offer and your funnel. That being said, you have to use a specific objective to consistently get results with Blue Open Ocean targeting, and that is a conversion optimized objective. But that's a whole nother talk for a whole nother day. Another strategy that I absolutely love is using huge percentage lookalikes. So I may grab a list of my buyers and create a 5% lookalike audience in all the countries that I know are applicable to the offer. And that does well too. Another one that I differentiate from the large percentage lookalike audience is stacked lookalikes. I've called it that for, gosh, like 4 or 5 years almost. And basically that's where I take lookalikes to the audience, the email list, lookalikes to 75% video viewers, lookalikes to website traffic, lookalikes to buyers, lookalikes to registrations, lookalikes to add to carts. And I create a 1% lookalike for each of those audiences in all of the applicable countries and stack them all upon each other so that it creates a much bigger audience that can be targeted for ads, because once again, Facebook is very, very smart. And this is kind of a more like a little less scary way to use Blue Open Ocean targeting. These both are. I'm going to share with you a few different things as well. And this is a totally different strategy. This is the strategy of going niche in order to go big. And this is super interesting because sometimes I will write ad copy with a specific audience in mind. So let's say I wanted to target Amy Porterfield's audience, which would be very smart. Why? Because Amy is nice and she is very smart and she consistently gives value. We are very similar in so many ways. We are different in a lot of ways too, but I would be so smart to target Amy Porterfield's audience because, oh my gosh, I love her and my audience does too because my audience was probably her audience first. So what's interesting though is if I write an ad knowing that it's going to target Amy Porterfield's audience, I may create the ad in such a way that it really hyper targets those people. That may not be the best example. Let's go a little deeper. One of our best performing ads is one for TikTok and one of the offers that we have for TikTok. And we promote that ad to people who like Gary Vaynerchuk because we know that Gary's been talking a lot about TikTok. And so people who follow Gary are likely to have heard how important TikTok is, and da-da-da, here's the opportunity showing up in their newsfeed. Couple more things as well, and this is interesting. A lot of times, people get scared to stack interests in their targeting because they're like, well, then how will I know which audience performs? Well, it doesn't really matter as much. Don't quote me on that, because what matters is that you have similar interests together. For example, if you're offering something that teaches, let's say, funnels, and maybe a portion of your audience likes ClickFunnels and a portion of your audience likes lead pages, you could stack those together to reach them with the same offer. And then you may say, but well, how do I know if they're lead pages or ClickFunnels users? Ask them in your program. Ask them, do you use ClickFunnels or lead pages? Because truth be told, could someone at any point switch from using lead pages to ClickFunnels? For sure, right? And it probably happens. So you want to sometimes stack similar interests together, and that's been an audience that's been very successful for us. Now, here's one way to use really cool audience targeting in order to potentially go more viral. What I like to do is take an audience that is the engaged audience, whether it's video viewers or engaged page users, create a lookalike audience to that, and then go ahead and run paper engagement ads to a post to get social proof from the hyper engaged audience before we start running regular ads to it. And sometimes what you'll find through that is that by engaging the people who are hyper engaged or the 1% lookalikes that look the most like your engaged page users, something beautiful happens and you start to see like, holy cow, I didn't expect that ad set to actually generate a return, but it does. And it's really cool. So here's some really awesome, helpful tips for you guys. If you want to learn more about Facebook ads, check out the link. Head on over to rachelpeterson.com/podcast, and there you will see the link to check out my free Facebook ad bundle, which will support you so much more in Facebook advertising. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. This has been fun. Bye. Sure.